Good morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are listening in from the world. I want to make sure that I acknowledge you in where you are in your day, whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening. I am Catherine Eileen, your host of Relationship Rules, Our Way. And I am so excited to be here with you guys today and have this conversation. This is one of my favorite conversations to have. I will tell you, today is January 31st. It is the last day of the first month of the year. So we are already 1 month in, y'all, the first 31 days of the year. So before I get into today's topic, I'm just going to remind you guys again, we're day 31 of the first month of the year. So take some time to kind of reflect, think about your month, think about some things that you have put out into the atmosphere about things you want to achieve this year, things you want to do, and kind of just make sure that you are aligned with your vision. You are aligned with your own vision. And so as we get into today's topic, I just, like I said, want to remind you to lean into who you are becoming, who you want to be, whether that's even doing your goals, right? And when you wrote your vision for 2023, just make sure you lean into that and do all of those wonderful things that I know you have set out to do. So without further ado, I just want to talk about today, because tomorrow is February the 1st. It's also Black History Month, so we're going to do some wonderful things in February, have some wonderful conversations about Black History Month and some great things that people have done and are doing to be celebrated. But 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 15 days. In 15 days, it's that lovely holiday that we like to call Valentine's Day. It's coming up. It's in 15 days. Some people are the early birds. Some people are the procrastinators. I don't know where you are on that spectrum. If you are a early bird or you are a procrastinator, I think sometimes I find myself in the middle of that spectrum. Like this year, I have been very intentional about thinking about a gift to get my significant other. And I think I got it narrowed down to a couple of things. And I will tell you that my significant other, my Valentine, is very, very hard to shop for. Do y'all hear me? Probably most of y'all can agree with me. If your significant other or your Valentine is like one, they're in groups of people, right? So you have one group where the person already has everything, right? So what do you get the person that has everything? You have to be very intentional and very thoughtful and creative about getting their gifts. And then you have the people that just don't like gifts. Like they are set in their ways, and you can buy them a new shirt, a really nice button-down shirt, name brand, and then they just let it sit in the closet. Like they're never going to wear it. They're never going to put it on. So then after so long, it's like, well, why did I even buy that person that? Because they don't even wear it. They don't want it. Or if you buy them some kind of gadget, they don't care about that kind of stuff. So it's like, yeah, excuse me, the person that, I don't know, maybe they got an antique cell phone. They using a cell phone from 5 years ago. And it's like, okay, you've always talked about upgrade, upgrade, upgrade. So you say, okay, well, I'm going to get my Valentine an upgraded cell phone. They look at that phone and they never use it, right? Then you have the people that just, I don't know, but it's one of two categories, you know, and it's hard. Some people are laid back and easygoing, and they will appreciate whatever you get them. They just like, yes, somebody just even thought enough about me to give me a gift, right? So thinking about Valentine's Day, it's in 2 weeks, in 15 days. I am being very intentional about my gifts. I kind of been paying attention to what my Valentine needs, some things that I notice that they use on a daily basis, but it's like getting old or whatever. So that's going to be one of my gifts. And I think I'm going to get a really nice bottle of cologne because they really like cologne, into cologne. So I think those are going to be my two gifts and maybe like a dinner date. So that's what I'm doing. I don't know what y'all doing, but y'all know me. I'm all in y'all business, and I'm nosy, and I want to know. So Feel free to put in the comments, to inbox me, send me a message. Again, put it in the comments. Let me know what gifts you are getting your Valentine, and also let me know what kind of gifts you would want from your Valentine. I think that's really important, and I can add it to the list because everybody is different. Just like, you know, our motto is our rules, our way, because what works for me may not work for you. I may want a vacation for a gift. You might want a t-shirt, or vice versa. You know, you might want a very, very nice piece of jewelry, and I just might want a pair of fuzzy socks to walk around the house. By the way, I would love both of those, a nice vacation and a nice pair of fuzzy socks. I'm not hard to please, but I do like nice things, but I'm still not hard to please, because a pair of fuzzy socks would definitely work for me, or some loungewear or some pajamas, because it's just nice to be comfortable at home, right? So, I have compiled a list of a few items. I think I have like 10 things on my list. And I would like to add to this list, y'all. So, again, send me some things you would want your Valentine to get for you, some things that you are going to get your Valentine this year, okay? And I'm going to say it again. Do not wait until the last minute. I don't know about y'all. And I've told y'all before, it's no secret, I'm in Indiana. I don't know where y'all are in the world. And we do have some listeners from two other countries right now. I think, I want to say New Zealand, Australia, New Zealand, and then one of the warmer Caribbean countries. So, so in Indiana, and y'all let me know what's going on in y'all city and state. But in where I am, close to Valentine's Day, like a week before, you start seeing all kinds of people, right? All kind of nationalities, all kind of races. They're on the corners or parking lots of gas station, grocery stores, just corners that they set up, and they have these baskets. I don't even know where they get the baskets. I don't know if they make them. I don't think they make them themselves. I don't know if they buy them wholesale. I don't know. But they set up on these corners, on parking lots, and they have these Valentine's Day baskets, and they have small ones, and they have medium-sized ones, and they have large ones, and then they got these teddy bears, and then they got these fake flowers. Okay, sorry, y'all. So they got these baskets, and they got small ones, and medium-sized ones, and large ones. And so they set up on the parking lots of gas stations, stores, empty parking lots, whatever, and they're even there like the day before Valentine's Day and even the day of Valentine's Day. And it's so funny to me because as I am driving through my city, I actually see people going up to these places, these people selling things on the corner, and like they're rushing to buy these gifts. Now, don't get me wrong, I am a fan. If your Valentine likes those gift baskets and like teddy bears and stuffed animals and all those things, that is totally okay. What I have a problem with is, do not think of me as an afterthought to wear now because you did not take the time to go to the store and buy me a gift. And now you're like, oh my God, today is Valentine's Day. Whether you either procrastinated or you just simply forgot. And it's like, this is a last-ditch effort. I don't have time to go to the store, or the store is out of stuff. And so I'm just going to stop right here on this corner on my way to my person's house, and I'm just going to buy one of these baskets, and bam, I'm done. No, 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 no. I will tell you, and if my person is listening, which they're probably not because I think they're sleeping, but they already know. Do not buy me none of them damn baskets off the corner as an afterthought, as a last minute thought. Like, don't do that. That's crazy. I'd rather you just stop at Starbucks and give me a Valentine's Day Starbucks card, right? So we also have to be mindful of our partner's preferences, right? Like things they like. So I don't like stuffed animals because I'm grown. What am I going to do with a stuffed animal, right? I don't want no stuffed animal, no stuffed bear. I don't want no little, balloons are nice, but I mean, don't give me that. And I don't want all the little janky stuff in the basket, right? So again, not to mention, some of these people are charging these astronomical prices that are insane. to start with, right? So it's like, you gonna buy me this medium-sized basket for $60, $70, $40, however much it is. I don't even care if you pay $10 for it, right? If you pay $10 for it, could you just please go to Starbucks and give me a gift card? Y'all all know, and I'm telling y'all right now, I'm just putting it out here. Come December, around my birthday time, and probably around, I'm going to have to go see the original podcast launch date, and that's going to be a birthday celebration too. I'm going to ask y'all for gifts. I'm going to also ask everybody on the Relationship Rules, Our Rules, Our Way Facebook page. I'm asking y'all for a gift. I don't want much, y'all. Y'all can give me a $7 gift card from Starbucks. And I know some of y'all being petty right now, talking about $7. It's either 5 or 10. Why 7? Let me tell you why 7. The drink that I get, and some days y'all hear me order my drinks, some days you don't. But I will tell you, the drink that I get range from $5.18 to $5.84. I can tell you exactly what I get, how I get it. So a $5 gift card, you know what? I take that back, because you know what? My motto for 2023 is grace and gratitude. So you know what? I will accept that $5 gift card from Starbucks, because I can pay the other 18 cents to get my tall, because that's all I get these days is a tall. It's $5.18. So I can pay that. So again, for me, that $5 gift card from Starbucks, even if it's from my Valentine, my significant other, that $5 gift card to Starbucks will go a lot further than one of them dumb $40 baskets that you bought off the corner as an afterthought. I'm just saying. And that's just me. Y'all know y'all boo things. Y'all know what they like, what they don't, whatever. I hope y'all do anyway. And if you don't, you better start figuring it out now. So I'm going to give y'all a week. But after the first week, you need to get those gifts in order, or you going to be stuck buying one of them baskets off the corner, and we don't want to do that. So, as I said, I'm going to give you guys a list of 10 things. I might throw a few extra in there, but this is just a list of 10 things that are reasonable Valentine's Day gifts. Like, you don't have to break the bank unless you got it like that and you want to break the bank and you want to go to the Louis Vuitton store, the actual Louis Vuitton store, and buy an authentic Louis Vuitton bag that comes with certificates and warranties and all of that jazz, not the people on the corner with the baskets, and not Juan who's selling Louis Vuitton bags out the trunk of his car. That ain't gonna work. Don't do that. If you can't afford a Louis Vuitton bag, then don't get a Louis Vuitton bag, right? Stay within your budget. But these are some reasonable gifts. Okay, number one. Again, I'm in Indiana. These first two stores I'm going to mention are worldwide, so there might be one in your city or state. If it's not, I'm sure there's something similar to it or in comparison. So number one on the list is get them a nice piece of jewelry, and this is for males to females. I don't think I've never seen a male jewelry Valentine's Day sale in these stores, just for women. But you can get them jewelry from Kay's or Zales or others. Like I said, if there's something comparable. Like, Kay's and Zales are reputable jewelry stores. And for Valentine's Day, they usually have either a necklace or a pair of earrings or a necklace and earring set, anywhere from $19.99 to $29.99. I will tell you, these sets for Valentine's Day, they are sterling silver most of the time. But, I mean, if you put stuff on these days, I mean, it's so many crazy people doing crazy stuff, but I mean, somebody wouldn't necessarily know that they were sterling silver, because people wear a lot of white gold. White gold is in. So, you know, unless they're just like a jewelry extraordinaire and they can tell from a distance. But other than that, but I mean, even though it's still pretty, I will tell you this. Okay, let me throw this in there. If you have children, because I have girls and I have always, well, I buy my boys stuff too, but I have always bought my girls gifts for Valentine's Day. And those sterling silver jewelry pieces from either Kay's or Zales for between $19.99 and $29.99 are really good gifts for your young lady's little girl. So just to throw that out there, I want to be clear. I am talking about Valentine's Day for intimate relationships. However, it is very, very important for children to feel the love especially for if it's a father to daughter, mother to son, whatever, but to feel the love from their parents and that let them know that they too are special and worthy on Valentine's Day to be recognized. And I always like those gifts for my kids, and that's how I know about them, because I would get them for my daughters. Because the one, they're sterling silver, and I started doing this when my girls were at a young age, started like age 5, 6, 7, up and on up. But if you have these young children, you don't want to go out and buy them a $400 necklace that they might lose, or, you know, a $500 bracelet that they may lose, or they let, you know, how kids are at school and stuff, and they'd be like, their friends be like, oh, let me see it, and then, or get broke or something like that. So, but those are nice, right? So those are nice. Those are within budget. So jewelry from Kay's or Zales, they normally have pieces from $19.99 to $29.99, and I'm sure if they haven't already started advertising that, they will soon, because Valentine's Day is in 15 days. Number two, love letters. This can be something individual or paired with a gift. Write your Valentine a love letter. I know it's like an age-old tradition. Nobody writes letters anymore. No, everybody is all about technology and sending text messages and emails. But it's so nice to write somebody a love letter, right? It doesn't take a lot of time. It's from the heart. It's a wonderful sentiment. Write them a love letter. Number three. Get them a cute gift bag with all of their favorite snacks, right? Who don't love getting their favorite snacks? So you just get a cute little Valentine gift bag. You can pick one up from the dollar store. It's a dollar. Fill it with their favorite snacks. That's something that is thoughtful. It's within budget. It's reasonable. And most of the time, people will love it. Again, if you want to pair that with a more expensive gift or a more extravagant gift, fine. But a gift bag with all their favorite snacks is a wonderful gift. Gift your Valentine with a full body massage. If your Valentine has a job that is super stressful, or physically draining, mentally draining, a nice full body massage with some nice jazz music, low lights, nice scents and smells is wonderful. Because self-care, and I think we've talked about self-care before, we'll talk about it again, because I am a self-care advocate. I love self-care. I love being intentional about making sure that my well-being is taken care of and my person's well-being is taken care of. So a full body massage. Number five, again, this is one of those in the self-care category, but floating or salt cave. I don't know if everybody is familiar with those things, but floating is, again, a self-care kind of meditation. Let me relax, take my mind off stuff, relieve some stress. If you go float, you can float in a little capsule that closes. I can't do that because I'm claustrophobic. I would surely probably have a panic attack and die. But they actually have floating pools at the place that I go to. So you basically, you go in this room. They have a music outlet where you can plug your phone into it, where you can hear the music. If your ears is under the water, you can put a bathing suit on. However, you're in a room, it's locked. Nobody can come in for an hour. So it's great if you're completely naked. You get in, you float, it's relaxing, it's soothing. It's a tub full of Epsom salt, so you're going to naturally float, and it also has healing properties. So if you have back problems, chronic pain, it does help with things like that. So a day to float or a salt cave. The salt cave does kind of the same thing. It pulls all those toxins out, it just relaxes you. So that's a great gift to give to somebody. And I will tell you, because I know, ladies, you're probably thinking like, okay, that's cool for me, but what about my man? Let me tell you, men go, men have gone. I have been with men before, and they absolutely love it. It's something different. They don't think they would, but they actually walk away loving it. So something to think about. Number six, mani-pedi. Can never go wrong with a mani-pedi gift certificate or money to say, hey, go get your nails done, go get your toes done. That's always a great thing for us women, because we, those are things that we like, those are things that we love. Another self-care tool. Number seven, clean the house and prepare dinner. And y'all probably thinking like, I mean, but I always clean the house, I always prepare dinner. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. However, if you are the person who is always cleaning and preparing dinner, then do the opposite, right? So, for example, me, I cook dinner almost every day in my household because my Valentine likes home-cooked meals. So when I'm cooking dinner every day, I would appreciate if he came home one day and was like, babe, you know what? I got it. I'm going to cook dinner. Because now I can rest a little bit. I can relax a little bit. I can focus on the little people in the house, or not focus on the little people in the house, but somebody else is taking that burden off of me. So things like that, for me, I can't speak for y'all, but for me, will be lovely. My Valentine normally takes on the responsibility of cleaning up the house. So maybe reverse that, I can be like, babe, you know what? I got this. I'm going to clean the house for, you know, the whole weekend or the next week or something. And I'm sure he would appreciate that. Number 8, give them a coupon book that they can redeem for multiple things. I will tell you that Relationship Rules, Our Rules, Our Way is in the process of constructing a coupon book. I feel bad because it won't be ready for Valentine's Day, but it'll be ready for next Valentine's Day. And the coupon book that Relationship Rules, Our Way is creating will not just be for Valentine's Day. It'll be a great gift idea just for a relationship gift-giving idea. And I believe we're also going to create one for, like, parents and kids. When kids do a good job, they can get coupons for certain things and so forth. And vice versa, because that's something else. I'll get into that another day. But there are some good ones that you can find online if you just Google Valentine's coupon books for couples or couples coupon books. And it has things in it like a date night, or redeem this for one back rub, redeem this for one paint and sip date night, or things like that. And they can get a little dirty, y'all. If you into that, and, you know, you can do whatever you want to do. And I think, you know what, I think I'm going to add to our Relationship Rules, Our Way, Our Rules, Our Way coupon book for relationships is to maybe even make some where you can design yourself. Because, again, people like different things. So if you know that your partner likes a certain type of thing or a certain type of way, your coupon book can be designed that way. We'll have some generic ones in there, some general ones, but then you can create your own. So coupon books. Number 9, give them a gift card specifically for their favorite place that will cover lunch for a week. Now, y'all already said, I kind of already talked about the gift cards. Again, I love Starbucks. I drink it every day. So Starbucks gift cards are great for me. But if somebody gave me a gift card to cover my lunch, that would be awesome for me too, y'all. And I would be so appreciative of that because, again, I don't know about y'all, but I eat out for breakfast and lunch every day. And that's a whole nother story of why I have a problem taking my lunch to the office. But so 9 times out of 10, I'm eating lunch out. And I spend anywhere from $5 to $20 for lunch every day, just depending on where I eat or if we go out to eat as a group or what that looks like. Some days I want to just grab maybe the 4 for $4 thing from Wendy's where you get the nuggets, sandwich, fries, and a drink. Some days I want to go to a restaurant and sit down, even if I'm by myself, and have lunch. So if somebody gifted me that, that would be great for me. And then number 10, create an impressive date night at home with no kids or interruptions. So again, you don't have to break the bank. You don't have to spend a lot of money. When I talk about creating this date night experience, I'm sure there's people all over the world in every state, city and state that does this. I know there are some people here in Indiana that will, they sell packages where they will come and create the date night experience at your home. Some of them include either bringing food or having a private chef come, but they'll decorate, they'll set everything up, they do that. So if you're not the creative DIY person, the do-it-yourself person, or you're not the creative, or you just don't want to do it, I'm sure there's somebody in your area that will come and do it for you. Again, for Valentine's Day, this is something that you probably want to plan well in advance, because I know that their schedules book up pretty quick. And if you're setting up multiple locations for Valentine's Day, it could be a little hard to get on the schedule. So make sure you do that early. So those are just 10 things, reasonable things that you can do for Valentine's Day for your Valentine. I have a ton of other things that I can share with you, but I'm going to stop at 10. if you need advice or ideas about what to get your person, you are more than welcome to send me a message, DM me. You can send an email to catcoaches@gmail.com. You can leave a message in the comments. And we can like, I'll help you through it. I'll walk you through it. I'm going to ask you some questions, like, what do they like? What's their favorite color? And what's their personality? Because a lot of times people's personality depends on what they want to do, right? So, for example, if your person is an introvert and don't like going out, that's something that I would need to know to help design their gift. Because, so if that's the situation, I'm not going to suggest you take them to hear a live band or jazz music, because that's not their thing. But if you say, you know what, my person, they're so vibrant, they're social, they love going out, they love live bands, they love, you know, whatever, then I'm going to give you some suggestions for that. So, again, if you need any suggestions on any ideas or whatever, I am more than willing to help cultivate those ideas and bring those into fruition so that you can make sure that your Valentine is a gift that is memorable, that is meaningful, and that does not break the bank. Now, I've said it once, I'm going to say it again. If you want to break the bank and you need suggestions for elaborate Valentine's Day gifts, over the top Valentine's Day gifts, I can help you with those too. Again, leave a comment, send me a message, a private message. You can send an email to catcoaches@gmail.com. I am going to make sure you like the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast. The goal is to get our listeners up. We are in two other countries. I am so thankful for that. I can't be more thankful and grateful for that. Make sure you follow me on Relationship Rules, Our Rules, Our Way podcast Facebook page and engage on there. Share that page. Encourage people. There are some things coming in 2023 that we are working on that are definitely going to be followed through with in 2023. So there's going to be a couples retreat, a singles retreat. I told you the coupon book is going to be coming out later this year. There is also, I will let you guys know, be the first. You guys are the first to know that the marriage contract book is coming out this year, hopefully by the spring. And then a second book, just Grace and Gratitude. That's more of a self-help book, and the Grace and Gratitude Journal will be coming out with that as a pair as well. So there's a lot of great things that are happening that are coming down the pipeline. I'm so excited to share those things with you guys. As usual, I am going to let you go. I am grateful and thankful for all of you guys that listen to me on your way to work, on your way home from work, on your lunch breaks, whatever it is. If you just wake up in the midnight hour and you want to listen, that's awesome. I hope today blesses someone. Someone can take something away. And I am going to end with how we always end. Because again, the motto for 2023 is grace and gratitude. So I just ask all of you, again, to please like us on Facebook, Relationship Rules, Our Rules, Our Way. Send stars, send likes, share the page, invite others to like and engage in the page, in the group. I ask that you do something nice for somebody this week. Again, I say this all the time, week after week after week, and I'm going to keep saying it week after week after week. When I say that, I'm not necessarily talking about doing anything monetary, although if you can and you're able and you want to do anything monetary, great. If you want to pay for somebody's drink, you want to pay for somebody's groceries, you want to, I don't know, just send somebody a financial blessing, that's fine. If you want to send me a financial blessing, my Cash App is $CatMiles, CatMiles, because I do this out of the goodness of my heart. One more thing, and I'm not going to talk about it a lot because it's time to wrap up, and I'm wrapping up, but some of you may know, I decided to feed the less fortunate for Thanksgiving. I cooked an entire Thanksgiving feast all by myself, with the exception of one of my aunts who made the dressing, because I have not mastered that yet. And I only had a goal to serve 20 people. I ended up serving close to 100. It was awesome. We also gave them care packages that included socks. What did we do? We did socks, hats, and gloves, scarves, and then some other toiletry items, bags, toothpaste, mouthwash, things like that, toothbrushes. So with that, I have decided to create a nonprofit called I Am Love Foundation. And that foundation will continue to serve the less fortunate and to serve others. I'll give you more about that vision next week. I'll talk more about it. But I was talking about, if you wanted to sow into me, I gave you my personal Cash App, which led me to, like, you know what? Because guess what? When you sow into me, I turn around and sow into other people and give to other people. So if you want to do that, that's fine. That will be greatly appreciated. Again, the Cash App is $CATTMILES. And, of course, you can just put in the note for I Am Love, and I will make sure that it gets to that foundation account and that is a blessing to somebody else in the world. So back to you doing something good for somebody this week. If it's monetary, great. If it's not, that's okay too. But guess what? Just saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, holding the door open for somebody, giving somebody a nice compliment. I love your dress. You look nice today. Your hair is nice. Those things go a long way, because we never know what anybody else is going through. And that simple affirmation that you give to somebody else can help turn their entire day around. So I just encourage you this week to do something nice. You don't have to report back to me what you did, because God knows your heart. And we do things, or we should be doing things, out of the goodness of our heart, out of love, and not expecting anything in return, not even an acknowledgement, because we're doing it just to be a good person. So do something nice for somebody this week. If it's more than one person, great. If it's just one person, that's fine too. Also, do something nice for yourself. Treat yourself nice, because we owe it to ourselves to take care of ourselves. Again, y'all know I'm an advocate for self-care. I love self-care. So with that being said, I am done. I have nothing else for y'all. I think I have taken up enough of your time today. I appreciate it. I love you guys. I am praying for all of you to be abundantly blessed in all areas of your life, and encourage you to continue and to set out to do all the things that you want to do. So with that being said, I will see you all next week. Again, thank you for giving me your time by listening to Little Old Me and my podcast. I appreciate you, and blessings on top of blessings on top of blessings. I will talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.